You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the U.S. is ranked number 19 on this year's World Happiness Report. That's the lowest we've been on the list since it was created back in 2012. We'll talk to an economist who says our addictive society might be bringing our happiness down. Now it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. We check in with reporters around the state about the stories they're covering. First, racist and anti-Semitic photos that allegedly involved UW Oshkosh students have circulated on social media. Today, the school is responding. Chancellor Andrew Leavitt held a community forum this afternoon to address the issue. Lydia Slattery is the Streetwise reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern. Lydia, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Well, Lydia, we've been hearing about the pictures in our news breaks today, but you were at this forum held at UW Oshkosh. What kind of things were you hearing, first of all, from the chancellor and UW Oshkosh administration?
So obviously the administration disavowed the photos and said this is not what UW Oshkosh stands for. They want to foster a welcoming community. But this is the second forum they have had in 2 months after another racist incident.
And what kind of things did you hear? Were students speaking at this meeting? And if so, what did they have to say?
Yeah, so basically students were invited to speak and then they passed around the microphone. And a lot of students, you know, they spoke, they were shocked and absolutely horrified by these photos, but they don't feel that, you know, simply asking these students to leave is enough. They want the students reprimanded more, possibly even expelled. But as the chancellor pointed out, you cannot expel someone for free speech, even if it is hate speech.
Apart from dealing with the students themselves who may have posted these pictures, what kind of things are people in the university community talking about in response to this event and the one that you mentioned earlier in March related to a student government election?
So the student government election, a Snapchat photo was going around that said, don't vote for a Hmong and a lesbian. And obviously students got upset and the university held a similar forum. And I wasn't there. It was another reporter, Davy Shastri, who now works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was there, and, you know, people obviously at this forum were just they're very upset because they feel like they need more to be done than just having forums. They need to reach out to the people who don't go to the forums.
All right. And what are you looking for next on this story as the students and the administration react?
I guess I'm looking what the investigation will bring up. They weren't able to release any details because it is ongoing, but, you know, social media has been ablaze, you know, people but have really gone to the defense of, you know, the marginalized students, and they've tried to stick together.
We'll leave it there. Lydia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Lydia Slattery, reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern. She was with us to talk about the response from UW Oshkosh to racist social media posts that allegedly involve students. Monday at 7, Chancellor Andrew Leavitt from UW Oshkosh will join the morning show to talk about what's ahead for the school and the community there. Now, Buffalo County in western Wisconsin is getting attention in the hunting community after its Deer Advisory Council voted to recommend a ban on buck hunting for the 2019 season, a doe-only hunt. That plan now goes to the DNR for approval. Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, buck hunting, you write, is a big deal for Buffalo County. So why is the Deer Advisory Council saying 2019 should be an antlerless hunting season?
Yeah, the local group there, it's known as a Deer Advisory Council in Buffalo County, has set a deer population goal of decrease. Each county in the state has one of these, what we call CDACs, County Deer Advisory Councils, and they set these three-year population objectives. 20 counties around the state have set this decrease objective. Where they see, by all the data, that the deer population is too high. And in Buffalo County, they met last week and gave a final recommendation that was shocking to many people, as they used what is considered the most severe tool at their disposal, and that was a recommendation for an antlerless-only season. that antlerless deer, that means does or female deer, and they're the key to the population. It's especially controversial because this is in Buffalo County, which many people in North America travel to each year to hunt for big trophy bucks.
Talk about the response. I mean, you even wrote about death threats to people on this council.
Well, yes, two county councils in the last 4 years have recommended a preliminary recommendation of antlerless only hunts. That was in Waupaca County in 2016 and in Door County in 2017. And some of those members of the local CDEX, now these are local residents who are voluntarily serving on these councils. They're not paid, and they're members of the community, received death threats, reported death threats. We don't know that they've been received in Buffalo County, but it is very controversial. That tells you something about how seriously people take deer hunting. It's big business. It's part of our culture. And controversy is not new related to deer management.
You write that there was a successful program that's been used in Wisconsin that isn't on the table anymore, the Earn a Buck program. Talk about what that is and why it's not out there anymore.
Yes, the Earn a Buck program was formerly used in Wisconsin, and what it, as the name implies, a hunter would have to earn the right to shoot a buck by shooting a doe or an antlerless deer. So a hunter would shoot a doe, would register it, and then get an authorization to shoot a buck. It worked. It really was the most effective tool in our state's history at reducing deer numbers. However, there was some opposition, it gained momentum through 2008-2009 timeframe. And in 2011, the legislature actually took it up and prohibited it. So in state law, it's now prohibited. It's not at the disposal of these CDEX as a tool. So this local group in Buffalo County they would have preferred to vote for Earn a Buck if they could, but it's not on the table. And they went to this antlerless only season, which really nobody really likes it.
We'll leave it there and watch what happens, Paul. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Paul Smith is the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was with us to talk about Buffalo County's Deer Advisory Council recommending an antlerless hunt this year. The DNR still has to weigh in on that plan during its May 22nd meeting in Madison. Lastly, Milwaukee is seeing a surge in police chases after a policy change a couple years ago. Some of those chases have been fatal. Corrine Hess is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, let's go back to 2017 when the Milwaukee's Police and Fire Commission changed their policy on high-speed pursuits. What changed?
The former Chief Flynn had limited the times when police could chase. And in 2017, the Police and Fire Commission unanimously voted to allow chases for reckless drivers and drug dealers.
And what have we seen in the numbers now of police chases since that change came about?
A study just came out that showed a 155% increase. So in the last year, from 2017 to 2018, there's just been a huge jump. So last year in 2018, there were 940 police chases, and there are about 370 in 2017.
And this all comes out after a couple of deadly chases in the last couple of weeks in Milwaukee. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. In April, there were several high-speed chases, and most of those did have to do with reckless vehicles, and there were two fatalities.
And are people raising concerns now saying maybe we need to push back in the other direction, reverse the policy again, given safety concerns?
You know, it's really, it's kind of a no-win situation. I mean, having these reckless vehicles on the road is equally dangerous, but then the police chases are dangerous. So people are raising concerns. The police department has said they're not going to change their policy. Several city aldermen have come out and said that the policy should not be changed, but there are some advocacy groups that believe that it should be changed.
Corey, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Corrine Hess, WPR's Milwaukee reporter, with us to talk about a rise in police chases in the city and to wrap up our look at news stories from around the state.